From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. Real estate has become the hot investment for America's middle class, but now there are signs that new home buyers can't count on making quick profits. The key question, will real estate prices plunge? And if so, how will that affect our economy? First, a close-up look at how the market is affecting sellers.
Having gone to quite a few open houses over the course of 2005, they were literally insane.
New York advertising executive Elaine Chen spent much of this year shopping for her second apartment. She bought a one-bedroom facing Central Park 3 years ago. Since then, it's nearly doubled in price. She's even put a down payment on a two-bedroom apartment. There's only one problem. She still hasn't sold her current home.
So I was a little concerned after Katrina and everything else, and it made me put on my place on the market as soon as possible. And frankly, I thought at the time, well, I'll have a couple of offers the first week, and the place will be in contract by October. So at this point, it's now obviously well into October, and I haven't even gotten one offer yet. So I obviously was very disappointed about that.
For now, Chen's real estate agent says not to lower the price.
He basically has said to me, well, this is something that a lot of people are experiencing. So I feel that the price is not the problem with my particular apartment yet. But sure, if it gets to be December and I still haven't had an offer, would I lower the price at that point? You better believe I will.
Audrey Edwards is a licensed real estate agent who runs Plaza Properties in Brooklyn, New York. She thinks the market is strong, but sellers need to temper expectations.
If I had not gotten one offer in a month in this market, I would know that I had done something wrong. I had either priced it incorrectly, I had not spruced it up the way it needed to be spruced up. Clearly, one of those two things would be operating.
In fact, according to one study, the average sales price of Manhattan apartments has fallen 13% in the past 3 months. But sellers' woes are not limited to New York. Barbara Goodspeed is an interior designer in Grand Rapids, Michigan. When she got married, she bought a new house with her husband, but it took her months to sell her previous home at a price lower than the one she expected.
Occasionally, there'd be people even stopping by telling me, if you ever decide to sell your house, you have to let me know. It's a perfect starter home and in really good condition. And then when I went to put it on the market, I thought, oh, it'll be no problem to sell it, and did not get an offer. Finally, after 4 months, I did list it with a realtor. And after being on the market for about a month, an offer was presented, but it was extremely low. And, you know, after many negotiations, I finally did sell it.
Still, Edwards says that purchasing a home shouldn't be scary.
What you're buying first and foremost is a home. So you should buy something that you want to live in. Don't buy with the idea that I'm going to make $100,000 in 5 years. Buy something that you want to live in now. Buy something that you can afford to live in now. And your life will pretty much take care of the rest of it.